Welcome to another installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Rock Dilleman, lead pastor at ACAC. Well, this week we're back in the Old Testament prophetic book of Ezekiel. But as I said last week, as I prophesied last week, this week's readings contain direct references to the Holy Spirit. And most of the direct references to the Holy Spirit have to do with regeneration. The word regeneration is only used two times in our English translations of God's Word. But the task of regeneration, the work of regeneration, is mentioned repeatedly throughout Scripture. Regeneration literally means regenesis, new beginning, taking what has been compromised, lost, destroyed, taking that which has literally died and enacting a regenesis, a recreation, bringing light out of darkness, bringing substance out of void, bringing shape out of the lack of shape. Regenesis. And Scripture, when it talks about regeneration, talks about regeneration on large scale and regeneration on an individual scale. In Matthew 19, verse 28, Jesus talked about the regeneration of creation. And we know from the totality of prophetic scriptures that the earth, which has been compromised by the sin, the earth which groans for its redemption or restoration, is going to experience a literal regenesis, regeneration, a purifying, a reestablishment of what was meant to be. And that's the large picture regeneration that Scripture speaks of and that Jesus spoke of. Part of that large scale regeneration will be the regeneration of the people of Israel, the descendants of Abraham. As most of you know, they currently, the majority of them, are in a condition that Paul described as hardness of heart. They currently, in the majority, lie outside the kingdom of God because they have rejected Jesus as their promised Messiah. And since there is salvation in no one else, they are outside of salvation and outside of God's intent for them as His covenant people. But we know from prophetic scripture that one day there will be a massive returning to Jesus as Messiah among Hebrew people that will lead to the regeneration, the restoration of the nation of Israel. And the Jews at that time will fulfill the purpose God always intended for them. They will be the prime evangelists to the world. Now, we're not going to unpack all the details of that. That would take more than one installment of 91 weeks. But all of that to set the stage for this week's references to the work of the Holy Spirit. Because the primary reference to the work of the Holy Spirit in Ezekiel this week has to do with the regeneration of individuals and the regeneration of the nation of Israel. Let me read the prime verse to you. It's Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and 27. And it's one of the most frequently quoted portions of Ezekiel. The Lord, through his prophet, said to the nation of Israel, "Moreover, I will give you a new heart," that's regeneration, "and put a new spirit within you," that's regeneration, "and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh," that's a heart hardened against God, "and I will give you a heart of flesh," that's a heart soft towards God, "I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances." I said that Scripture teaches a regeneration on the large scale. It also teaches a regeneration on the individual scale. And the most specific reference to that is in the New Testament, Titus chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, where Paul talks about the regenerating and renewing work of the Holy Spirit in the individual. Well, here in Ezekiel, I believe we have a reference that touches both individual regeneration and the regeneration of the nation of Israel. It's both large-scale and individual-scale regeneration. But Ezekiel makes it clear that is the work of the Holy Spirit. And I'd like to encourage you to think of Ezekiel 36, 26, and 27 as being nothing more than the Old Testament version of Jesus' words, "You must be born again. For unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." What does it mean to be born again? Well, it means to have experienced a re-genesis. What was dead is brought to life. The dead is replaced by the living. And isn't that what Ezekiel's referring to? "I'll give you a new heart, put a new spirit within you, remove the old heart that's dead to God, and give you a heart that's very much alive to God, and put my spirit within you and cause you to walk." So, this week's readings from the book of Ezekiel remind us that the Holy Spirit is God's agent of regeneration. He's the one who enacts and carries out the new birth in individuals, and he's the one that will carry out the rebirth, if you will, of the people of Israel and the rebirth of God's creation. You know, we see the Holy Spirit in his regenerating work in the very first chapter of Scripture. For there we read that there was darkness on the face of the earth, and the earth lacked form, and it was void. Now, I personally believe that that was the result of a previous catastrophic event in God's creation, because the book of Hebrews says that God did not create the earth formless and void. But that's how we encounter it in the opening chapter of Genesis. But whether you believe in old earth or young earth, whether you believe there was a gap between the initial creation and Genesis 1, one thing is clear. In that time of darkness and formlessness and void, God's Holy Spirit brooded over the waters. That means it was the Holy Spirit who was in place to bring light into the darkness, form into the formless, substance into the void. In the first chapter of Genesis, we read about the Holy Spirit regenerating, renewing. And now here in Ezekiel, we read about it again. And in Titus of the New Testament, we read about it again. The Holy Spirit is the person of the Trinity that has been given the task of regenesis, regeneration, making old new and making the dead come alive. So, for you on a personal level as a follower of Jesus, you need to remember that the Holy Spirit, when He places His finger upon something He wants to change in you, when He indicates something He wants to remove from you, when He indicates something He wants to add to your portfolio of life, He is always acting as the agent of your regeneration. The things He wants to remove are dead, and you don't want to host dead stuff. And the things He wants to add are alive and vital, and you want them in your life. The second takeaway from this week's references found in chapter 37. Ezekiel said, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones." Well, that word is a precursor, the prelude, to Ezekiel's famous vision of dry bones becoming alive again. What was it a vision of? Regeneration, renewal, life replacing death. And it was intended to flesh out the promise of chapter 36 that God would give the people of Israel a new heart, put His Spirit within them. But I want you to notice that not only does the Holy Spirit enact regeneration, but the Holy Spirit prepares us to see it and understand it. He's not only the Spirit of regeneration, He's the Spirit of revelation. When God was going to give Ezekiel a vision, it was the Holy Spirit who positioned him in a place where he could see that vision. And later, at the end of chapter 39, when that vision has been witnessed by Ezekiel, God said, "I will not hide my face from Israel, from them any longer, for I will have poured out my Spirit on the house of Israel." So, the second takeaway again, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of revelation, who puts us in the place where we can see what God is up to. And then one final takeaway. In chapter 43, there's another reference to the Spirit in the fifth verse. Chapter 43 describes a vision of the glory of God filling the temple. And Ezekiel said in verse 5, "And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house." The Holy Spirit not only reveals what God's going to do in our regeneration, He not only enacts our regeneration, but He reveals to us the glory of the Lord that informs and fuels our regeneration. Because as I've said before, the glory of God is what you see when you're seeing God clearly, when you're seeing God as He really is, not as we imagine Him to be, not as the world portrays Him, but as He truly is. The Holy Spirit reveals the glory of God. He helps us get rid of our false notions of God, our stinking thinking where God is concerned, and He helps us replace those false notions with the truth about God. Why is that necessary to our regeneration? Well, that should be obvious. If you have a wrong idea about who God is, and if you have a wrong idea of what God is up to, and if you have a wrong idea of how God conducts His business, how can you cooperate with the Holy Spirit of regeneration who's trying to remove the dead stuff and replace it with that which is alive? To really cooperate with the Spirit's regenerating work, you have to embrace the Spirit's revealing work, both of God's will and of God's character. So, Ezekiel, in the portion we read this week, reminds us, the Spirit regenerates. He does it on an individual and a larger level. He reveals that that's God's work, and He reveals the character of God so that we'll embrace that regenesis work. He's your best friend. Have a great week as you follow Him.